Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Devlin. Here's the Stab. And the sex, drugs, and alcohol band right there. So, yes, my computer, the software not working. And I don't know, I think we might be doing Pogo later. We weren't sure what was happening because Sean's not sure. We're having a friendly gathering at Sean's house. And we weren't sure what time things were going on. So I jumped on doing a quick Pogo. And there might be a little after-party Pogo depending on who's doing what. But why don't we keep the tracks rolling right at you, because I had a rough start. And now I got to figure out what's going on at Sean's house. So we're going to get to a live track here. This was the first album I ever had of the Anti-Nowhere League. Ah, shit, it's actually not. I had Live in Yugoslavia 2, which is really what I wanted to hear. But this one is coming off Live in Yugoslavia 1, apparently. And we're going to get to Can't Stand Rock and Roll. Love the league. Love the league. Lovely. Lovely league. There you go. I don't even know what that is. But yeah, I'm just chilling up here. Been smoking. I got one of these awesome. I've always wanted one since I was like 14 years old, but like I would have it in my hand at the guitar store and like I would look at it and then I would put it back like as I was checking out. It's one, I got a D'Addario one, one of the them little hand exerciser things. It kind of looks like a trumpet, like the top of a trumpet, but there's like four things and there's like resistance and you can change the resistance and you know, you push it down with your fingers for like making your fingers stronger for playing guitar and whatnot. I'm fucking addicted to it. I fucking love it. I love it. But yeah, squeezing the, it's, I'm addicted to it though, but I'm only doing it with my left hand because that's really what it's meant for. But sometimes I'm throwing it in my right hand because like I play bass anyway. And sometimes I play with my fingers. And also I just don't want to be all unbalanced. I feel like the left hand, my fingers are going to be like all hulked out and they're going to be all like Jersey Shore, like, hey bro, hey brah. That's what my, like, you know what I mean? They're going to be all like ripped out. If I don't, I got to balance it out. Got to balance my hands out or else, you know, I think my, it'll be weird if I have like one hulked out left hand and then like some scrawny right hand, kind of like a scary movie two. Scary movie two. Take my strong hand. Yes, yes. Good times. Good times. Let's get to a scary band. Not really scary. Like a little psychobilly though. They sing about vampires and shit. So here's Demented Argo. Hot Rod, Vampires, Demons in the Night. Song. I went to go jump on Pogo City Radio's Instagram, and I know you at Pogo City Radio on Instagram. And I know I told you guys, been getting hacked a few times. So I changed the password and everything. And as I went to log in, now luckily we didn't get hacked. As I went to log in, though, Instagram had our page temporarily frozen or whatever, because somebody had been trying to get in with the wrong password. So I got in and they fucking they made us change our password again. I'm pretty sure it's because I was talking shit on the cops. Never had a problem with any of this. Then I started hardcore talking shit on the pigs in that wear blue and like kill the black people, those ones. And it's fucking, yeah, so I'm just going to do it more. You know what I mean? I think that's why. Because it literally happened the first time when I said, don't defund the police, kill the police. That's literally when it all started. But yes, fuck them all, right? That's what I say. But yeah, so we're going to keep these tracks rolling. We might do two episodes of Pogo. Very distracted. I was nice and focused, ready to do some Pogo. And right as we started, this is actually, I had a different live show going and the podcast wasn't working. So fucking had to scrap it all. And then we got confused with the plans at Sean's house. Maybe we'll do a little double shot Pogo. I don't know. It was a bad time to get started. I realize hindsight now, but in hindsight. But why don't we get to just playing some more tracks? We're going to get to some fucking Generation X. We're going to do some Generation X, and I want to hear King Rocker. Here it is. Nope. I do not want a live version of King Rocker. I want the one off Valley of the Dolls. Here it is, the second full-length album, King Rocker, Generation X.
I may have f***ed up here.
Jailhouse Rocker, Roots, Trader, Memphis. Well, Liverpool, Johnny Rocks, I round the whole place. That's the way history comes down. Well, King Fitz, King in the rainbow crown. Oh, King Rocker. Shit from the hip hop. Quasi kids in Lenin Hammer. Creole was sharp, but it's because I was acoustic. Go, go, Johnny, go, use your electric. Crazy, man, crazy. King Rocker, a King Rocker. Rock, rock, rock. King Kong, King Kong. King Rocker, a King Rocker.
Gen X. Now, I spoke on the last episode about the redecorating we've been doing in Pogo HQ recently, and definitely got some better airflow up here, but it's going to be real awesome for the next dance party, the next Zoom dance party, and I believe that is July 11th, and Renee actually going to be DJing her portion from here, and there'll be a bunch of us here having a nice little Pogo party. Hey, Muggsy, I tagged you in something on Facebook. I see him in the live chat over at pogocity.stream or the Podbean app, actually. And fucking, weren't you supposed to come over last Friday? Wasn't that a thing? I remember that being a thing, and it didn't happen, but I don't know. Maybe whenever. We're going to Sean's now. Maybe Muggsy will go to Sean's. I'm going to invite everyone to Sean's. Just get his address and just crash Sean's house. Everyone crash Sean's house. But yes, I'm also trying to rope in Klug. Not rope him in, but he said he's hungry. I said eat, then come. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. But yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping. Plans are that hopefully we're going to do this pogo. I'll be on here for a little bit. And fucking then we are going to go to Sean's house and get real drunk. And then we're going to come back here and have a little after party. Hopefully it will be Klug, Melissa, Cunningham, that slut, and fucking whoever the fuck else. Or nothing will happen. Who knows? We don't really plan things. Hence the problem we're in at this current moment. But yeah, so we're just going to keep playing some tracks, and I'm going to hear some of that crack rock steady beat. Here is Choking Victim. I can talk, motherfucker.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
You English well. That was Choking Victim on Pogo City Radio. I got Tim Fye on my actual cell phone. He can't get put in the board right now, though. But I'm going to keep tracks playing because I got to talk to this motherfucker. So here's the Cramps. He says, oi, 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 by the way. So here's the Cramps with Mini Skirt Blues featuring Iggy Pop.
When I spied a chick, she was looking nitty gritty. My music started shaking. seatbelt hurt. That foxy little mama in the miniskirt.
I got those going to a go-go. Working on my mojo. Checking out those miniskirt blues. Play the blues now. Checking out them miniskirt blues. Well, we went to cabaret where everything was a mover. And she got up and she started grooving. She did the coffee grind and the double flirt.
That tantalizing temptress in the miniskirt.
I got those going to a go-go. Working on my mojo. Checking out those miniskirt blues. Checking out those miniskirt blues. Yeah, yeah. Those going to a go-go. Working on my mojo. Checking out them miniskirt blues.
Cramps right there on Pogo City Radio. Now, I've been on my phone this entire show. It looks like we're roasting marshmallows at Sean's. So I've gotten that far. Hopefully, I'm hoping we all come back here and do another Pogo with the crew. Maybe we'll do twofers, play two of everything because, you know, that's how we roll on Blake. It's a twofer, two shows in one day. We're going to play two songs the other time. You got a problem with it? Fuck off. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Pardon my French. But you're an asshole.
How many people out there like to drink?
Yes, we all like to drink around here. Going to be doing some drinking, in fact. Going to be doing some of that Svedka. Right now, just hitting them dabs and shit, you know what I mean? Now, yesterday, I bought one of those fucking marijuana nerd ropes. 400 milligrams THC. Disappointed. I don't know. I don't know why the fuck everybody likes edibles. I take dabs all day. Edibles don't generally fuck me up that much. And I refuse to, like, not smoke while I wait for an edible to kick in. I felt like I wasted my money. 400 milligrams is a lot of THC. I split it, so I ate 200 milligrams. And, I mean, it made my body feel a little lighter. I'm sorry. I would have been better off getting another gram of dabs for $45. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
Reefers.
But, yeah, I did. I also picked up some flour. I had some flour because we're going to some places. Got to go do some scouting work at Jade's parents' house. I've been there a bunch of times, but we're talking about how we're going to be setting up everything for the wedding going on. Also having their annual 4th of July party. But I'm not staying all year, all night this time. And also, I hit up the fireworks store today. I didn't buy any mortars this year because we had a problem shooting them off last year. They weren't letting us shoot them off. They let us shoot them off 2 years ago when they changed the laws. But that year, not my fault, some random person house caught on fire and the town changed it where you got to be like X amount of distance from a structure. And there is no spot like this in the town. So I got a bunch of the small ones, like those ones, they look like pills with wings. You light them shits and they shoot off in the air like 20 feet high. They're a bright color and they like screech and then they hover and spin and like die out. Got a bunch of those. And then I did get some that like shoot into the air, but they're not like the full big ass, like 2.5-inch mortars. They're like, you know, like the little boxes where it's got like 16 shots in them and they're not like as like high and shit. Actually, last year I got shot with one of those. It was one of the ones they gave out for free at the store because you would spend X amount of money and then they'd give you a free one. It fell over. Motherfucker shot me in the dick. I shit you not. Everyone was panicking. It shot the house a bunch of times. We weren't at my house. We were out in the country, but it fell over. Shot the house, shot another house, shot me in the fucking dick. in the dick. But it wasn't a mortar. It was one of those little, like, them little small things that I bought more of for some reason. And then I'm not a firecracker guy, but I got a bunch. I got a bunch of little firecrackers. I fucking I don't buy like I see motherfuckers have like those like fucking 3,000 like coil firecracker things. Those are cool, but like it's too much money. And as I was checking out, they called them little salutes. They're like little baby firecrackers, and they're like quarters, not quarter sticks, but quarter sticks for firecrackers almost. And they had like a couple hundred of them for like $4. So I was like, fuck it, I grabbed them. I'm gonna throw them at Sean and Colin and be like, dance, motherfucker, dance. That's what I'm going to be doing. That's what I'm going to be doing tonight. Yes, yeah, so it's Colin's birthday, actually. Colin, who was on the show last week. Hopefully, we all come back here because it's a lot of fun when we get to do that. I feel like we do it. We still get to do it a lot. We still get to do it a lot. But, like, Corona definitely put a little damper on the party. Damper? Is that a word? A dampening. My party is now slightly wet. A mist. Here's pills and alcohols. The pills and alcohol, the bristles coming out of Jersey.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it? We'll be right back.
All right, that was the Bristles right there. Coming out of Jersey with Pills and Alcohol. So let's stick with Jersey. Here's Blank 77 with Pills.
All aboard! I need a pill to cure my headache, and a pill to cure my cough. I need a pill to cure my lonely, and a pill that gets me off. I need a pill to make you sleepy, and a pill to wake me up. I need a pill to make you love me, and a pill to shut you up. I need some pill. Just give me some pill.
Right, that was Blank 77 right there with Pills, coming off Getting Blasted, the split with the Parasitics. Now, the Parasitics' new album, I don't think anybody has it in hand yet, but you could still pre-order it. So go look for that shit on the internet. Maybe that's on Violated Records. Maybe we'll play some Parasitics later. But I already got the New York Dolls with Pills queued up next. Here's Thunders and Them Boys.
You won't get my head to my head. A rock and roll
All right, that was the New York Dolls right there with Pills. We'll just keep these tracks rolling right along. This one coming off Damage. Here's Black Flag with Six Pack.
People feel like the
I am rock and roll.
I got a six pack and nothing to do. I got a six pack and I don't need you.
Yes. All right. Well, I was talking to you guys about that little finger exerciser I got. Looks like a trumpet with an extra finger. Because trumpists, they're fucking lazy. They only play with three fingers. Trumpet players. Trumpist. I'm going to make that word up. I declare it. I declare it on Pogo City Radio a word. Trumpist. And I don't mean like Donald Trump. I mean like trumpet player. Trumpist. That is what we now call them. And they're lazy. Because their trumpet only has three fingers. But this, anyway, this fucking thing, I can't stop squeezing it. I cannot. I am fully addicted to it, all right? I cannot stop squeezing it. And when I put it down and try to stop squeezing it, and I go to type something in the computer, like, my fingers don't work. Like, I have worked them to death. They are overexhausted, and I need to stop. And I'm probably harming them at this point. But I'm just going to keep doing it anyway, because, like, you know, till the wheels fall off, basically. But I want to see if I can find some goddamn parasitics to give to you motherfuckers. And I want to get something off Getting Blasted. So let's see. This is the end of Blank 77. The end of Blank 77. So here's a halfer from Blanks. Remember we were talking about the split, Getting Blasted? Yes. Studs and Suds, up next, by the Parasitics, on Pogo City Radio. Like I said, you can get their new album soon. You can pre-order it from Violated Records. Go to their Facebooks to find this shit.
Two beers. Three beers. A shot of whiskey. A margarita. And a Bloody Mary. I'm itching inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol. More specifically, vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
Watch out! Watch the fuck out!
all out of bones, so it's back to the start. Day without drinking is an absolute fun. Standing still. Standing still. Standing still. Stand fucking still. Miller High Life and a top PBR. Gotta keep drinking since my liver's waged war. Stop it, sir. Stop it, sir. Stop it, sir. Stop that fucking sir. Stop it, sir. Stop it, sir. Stop that fucking sir. Study fucking jackets at 40s galore. We don't give a fuck, we want more, more, more. Stop it, sir. Stop it, sir. Stop it, sir. Stop that fucking sir.
I am rock and roll.
The Parasitics right there.
Reefers.
Yes. Yes, got some of those reefers burning. I got some, what is this, Tangy. Got some Tangy Sativa dabs. Taking those out of my little half pint Crave fucking bong that I love. But yeah, I actually picked up some flower marijuana this week as well. Like actual marijuana from the dispensary. Like green buds. Because I pretty much generally refuse to buy flower marijuana anymore. But I knew I'd be gallivanting this weekend. So I picked up an eighth of some, what was it? It's an indica, actually, because I got the sativa dabs. But it's a, what the fuck is it? It's, what is it, like purple punch or some shit? Pink punch? I don't fucking know. Some indica, you know what I'm saying? I also picked up some sativas of them, too, because, you know, I go crazy with stuff. So I got some sweet tooth, and then I also got some blueberry cake. Blueberry cake. Yeah, those were the actual weeds. I'm still not big on the fucking oils. I still don't like them. And I feel like if you get them on the streets, like, that's the easiest thing to beat someone with. Do you know what I mean? And they always make my lungs hurt. Even the ones from the dispensary tend to make my lungs hurt. So I really like my dabs. And if I can't take dabs, I'd rather just hit that one hitter. That being said, if you have a pen and see me in real person,
reefers,
yeah, you pass that. You pass that shit to whichever hand side I am located. Yes. I would be very gracious. Very gracious. But yeah, that was the Parasitics. Like I said, they got a full length coming out on Violated. Look out for that shit. As far as other things being released soon, Poor Man Inc. got that split with the Diamond Dogs. Actually, that is out. So Poor Man Inc. I fucking despise New Jersey and Diamond Dogs. And then also that Diamond Dogs self-release 7-inch. Like I said, find all that shit. Facebook, Bandcamp, mostly Bandcamp. Get a hold of these motherfuckers, and they will send you their shit. And remember, they got that Unsubs record at a bunch of stores throughout the East Coast. You can also find that on Bandcamp as well. So go scoop that shit. We got that 10-inch, and also we got the CD. Now, I don't have the CD player on, but it's right there. So this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. I have this room set up all conveniently, so I'm able to do shit like this now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw you guys another track, and we're going to go pull up the new Unsubs album on CD, because Joe was totally cool, left us a couple 10-inches and everybody's CDs. So why don't I play some Evil Conduct while you wait? Funny story, we always talk shit on that bastard Sean for not liking Coxbar. Like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? But, like, that's not the button I meant to hit. It's not. I meant to hit.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking
about not liking Coxbar? But, yeah. Anyway, so the other day, we're all at Tim's house and we're playing a bunch of Coxbar songs. And he was actually, I do like this one, though. And I was like, yeah, seeing him listening to it, I'm like, dude, this is Evil Conduct. It's not Coxbar. He was like, oh, yeah. So here's Evil Conduct with Skinhead Till I Die. Right there on Pogo City Radio. Now, as promised, I got that Unsubs CD queued up next, and I actually have a remote control for the goddamn thing, so I can control it from over here. I'm pretty sure the batteries are dead, but I'm pretty sure I can change them, bitches. You know what I mean? And, but either way, we got the Unsubs queued up next, and I definitely need some new batteries. So these guys coming out of Virginia, here they are with TV Land.
Pogo City Radio.
I am rock and roll.
Yes, see, it's got to load up in the CD player. Here we are, Unsubs.
Everywhere, controlled by the media, but no one seems to care.
Unsubs on Pogo City Radio. There you go. Go check out our Instagram at Pogo City Radio and see my sweaty ass sitting up here at the newly renovated, not really renovated, newly decorated, newly rearranged Pogo HQ. But yeah, we're going to get off that little Instagram video that I'm doing there before I do something stupid. But yeah, it's fucking hot as a bitch. I should have been rich. You know what? I didn't have anything queued up, but I think I do now. We are going to get to some Johnny Thunders and the motherfucking Heartbreakers. But yes, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, like a motherfucker. We're going to get to, what would that be, Chinese Rocks up next on Pogo City Radio. Of Manhattan wrote, yes. But I was on our Instagram posting that little video that I was just doing, and the first thing that popped up was one of the girls that we met in Florida, Trevor. She's got a post up, and it's the one of the opening, not the opening shot, but in one of the opening scenes from The Return of the Living Dead, taking place on July 3rd as the punk rockers pull up to the cemetery right before all hell breaks loose. So now we got to play two songs, the first of which, The Cramps. Here they are with Surfin' Dead. Can you guess what's next? I bet you Renee can. Renee can. Renee knows.
Oh, my favorite brain suits. Cream. We'll be right back.
out there, better beware. All these phantom drivers down in the ground, you better plan them right, or they'll come around. You move out, baby, you move that mound, or they'll dig it up and they'll shut you down. So come on.
That was the Cramps right there on Pogo City Radio. Now, I told you we had to play two songs because it was July 3rd. And the second song, we are getting out of here with. But don't worry, we will be back later doing some more Pogo fun. I guess maybe it'll be the 4th of July party, perhaps. I don't know. Maybe we'll play two of every song. And I have a badass wild card, funny wild card, that I wanted to play that I am not playing until the crew is here, so hopefully I remember to. But if you guys missed any part of the live show, remember you can find the whole thing, and it sounds nice, crisp, and clear on that podcast. So go over to pogocity.stream as soon as this show is over. You can hear the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of Pogo City Radio right there. Also, find the most recent 100 episodes on things like iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever the fuck you get podcasts, motherfucker. And we will be back later. Remember, always give us a thumbs up, a like, a share, a comment, and suck our dicks if you see us in person. But I am getting out of here because it is party time. I will be leaving you guys with the 45 Graves. This song also featured in the Return of the Living Dead. Here they are with Party Time. See you in a few hours.
Yeah! Party's over.
All right, live listeners, we'll be back probably, I don't know, late 10, something like that, 11. Or maybe we won't come back at all, and I'm a lion sack of shit. Who really knows?